asleep, you opened up your eyes to tell me you don't feel prepared. It's okay to feel scared, but don't let no one tell you you're not worthy. I don't know what's next, but our love's always left. I know that the future has you worried, but it's gonna be alright. Darkness leads to light. Darkness leads to light.
Everyone ready? No. What do you mean, no? Fine. Then we'll start without you. Places, people. Yes. Go to your places right now. All right, here we go. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh no. This is a movie intro, not a radio intro. Oh well, you're listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM. Don't forget to keep it locked. I'm so getting fired.
If we continue to consume our natural resources at the rate we do now, by 2050, it could take 3 Earths to meet our needs. The Earth can't speak up when it needs help, but we can. Be the voice for those who have no voice. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, February 24th, join the school for a Club Jeopardy happening at 9 p.m. over at the Waterfront Room.
On Tuesday, join the Jewelry Making Club at 7 p.m. in Hunt Union's Union Square. On Wednesday, February 26th, join the Office of Student Care from 5 to 7 p.m. for a drum circle over at Lee Hall in the Meditation Room. On Thursday, February 27th, join Hippies for Hope at Human Ecology 132 for a tie-dye event.
Also happening Thursday, there's a photo exhibit hosted by the Office of Equity and Inclusion. This is happening from 4 to 5:30 p.m. over at the Great Room. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked.
Doing out there, you're listening to 90.9 WONY FM Oneonta, New York, home of the Red Dragon Radio in the basement of the Hunt Union. This is What's in Your Pocket with DJ Nosferatu, and it's hump day, whoop whoop whoop, episode 8 today. Turn that on the side and it's infinity. Amazing. Okay, let's see. We're going to start the show with a banger. With a banger, I tell you. Hope everybody's ready and got your coffee rolling right now, because we're going to be cruising here with Dick Dale.
We'll be right back. it.
Awesome. Some like it hot. The Power Station. Amazing. Robert Palmer. What a cool dude. Unfortunately, he passed away not that long ago. Some of the dudes from Duran Duran were also in that super group. We started off the hour with the infamous Miserloo by Dick Dale from the Pulp Fiction soundtrack. Little known fact for some of you out there, Miserloo was an Egyptian tune that was written in the early 1900s. I think I was looking it up online, and like they were playing it in the 1920s and stuff like that. So, and it was somewhat of a hit in like the 1940s, and then Dick Dale redid it and so forth. So, Miserloo, it's been around for 100 years, a very, very, very cool tune. Once again, welcome to Hump Day, Episode 8, What's in Your Pocket? Some of you that are in Oneonta should come and be a guest. You come up here and bring vinyl and spin along with me. Or you could just, email me at mark.paquette@oneonta.edu and let me know if you want to come in one of these days and we could talk about whatever you want. It's a good idea if you let me know what you want to talk about ahead of time so that we can kind of, I can research it a little bit and we can blab, blab, blab away in the morning. You can also call in at 607-436-2711. And I can put you on the radio that way. Let's see what's going on this weekend. Friday, we have a couple things downtown at the Black Oak Tavern at 10 p.m. There is Pit Terra, which is a Pantera cover band. Doors at 9, show at 10. And at the B-Side Ballroom on Friday at 8 p.m. is Bird Streets with the special opener Andrew Carrington. That starts at 8 p.m. on Sunday, March 2nd. At the B-Side at 4 p.m. is the SUNY Oneonta Rock Combo Showcase. Eight bands, 4 hours, $5. It's a pretty good deal. I got some light bar food and drinks down there to help out with your hunger and thirst. All right, one of my favorite guitar players. I have a lot of favorite guitar players, but one of my favorite, I would say, finger-picking guitar players of all time, Mark Knopfler, here with Sultans of Swing.
Sultans.
We are the Sultans of Swing.
Of some really old Charlie Parker from the 50s there with the Dizzy Gillespie and A Night in Tunisia, one of the great bebop standards. Before that, we had Mark Knopfler and Dire Straits playing Sultans of Swing. Once again, a really amazing song. Okay, joke of the day. You ready? How does a moon cut its hair? How does a moon cut its hair? Hopefully somebody knows this one. It's a pretty common one. Once again, happy hump day. You're listening to What's in Your Pocket with DJ Nos for Mark II. You know, I use that name because I went to go see Nosferatu, obviously, recently, and that ridiculous mustache that he had going on, which, you know, is in, I guess, in the original story when it was written, you know, Dracula, whatever, he had a mustache and whatever. And periodically it makes sense and so forth. But still, Dracula, Nosferatu, no mustache. Come on, man. I actually used that, so I grew one. I'm growing this. I have a stupid handlebar mustache now because of that, like Fu Manchu kind of thing going on. Because of that, not only do I have the name DJ Nos for Mark II, but I also wrote a song for my band, the Mopar Cams, called Stop Putting Mustaches on My Childhood Heroes. Because it was ridiculous. I couldn't, every time when I was watching the movie, I was just kind of like, stop with the damn mustache. Anyways, we're going to listen to some Faith No More. This is one of my favorite bands off one of the, my favorite album by them. The album is called Angel Dust. The song is called A Small Victory.
Oh,
Tony Basil. Gotta love some Tony Basil. So if you don't know anything about Tony, Tony is actually was a very prominent choreographer that was her main bag, and that she just wound up having this like pretty big single back in the 80s with that song Mickey. But really her thing, it's kind of like a Paula Abdul thing, right, where it's like the big thing was the choreography, and a lot of times you don't see that stuff behind the scenes going on. But yeah, that's what we had. Before that, we had the awesome Faith No More with A Small Victory off of Angel Dust. That album is so good. It was the last album with Jim Martin on guitar. And I love his guitar playing. I love all the albums after that without him, but that album to me is the perfect Faith No More album. That entire band's ridiculous. Mike Patton is one of the best, if not the best. And just in terms of range and what he can do genre-wise, he's an incredible singer. And he's also amazing live. Side note, Jim Martin, the guitar player during that time, known for his giant red glasses and long black kind of curly, permy hair. He did a bunch of other stuff after in smaller bands, but he also became a pumpkin farmer and would grow these gigantic pumpkins. Just stupid facts that I guess I know. Okay, joke of the day answer. How does a moon cut its hair? Eclipse it. That's right. It's pretty amazing, right? I'm really sorry. We're going to listen to some something to get our mind off that really bad joke. Here's some Jeff Lynne. I talked about Jeff Lynne yesterday a little bit with them because I played some Traveling Wilburys. But here's his band, ELO, with a song to make everybody smile.
What you do, everybody smiles at you. Sensation, the reason for aviation, and fellas, you got to watch it. When she wind up, she bottom, she go like a rocket.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Okay, I believe you.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Heist those skirts a little higher.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Off the chimney.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Shake, Sinora. Shake your body line. Work, 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 Sinora. Work it all the time. Dance, 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 Sinora. Dance it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora. Work it all the time. Sinora dances calypso. Left to right is the tempo. And when she gets the sensation, she go up in the air, come down in slow motion.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Okay, I believe you.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Somebody help me.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Okay, I believe you.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Shake, 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 Sinora. Shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sinora. Shake it all the time.
And we're back. That was the great Harry Belafonte, Jump in the Line. Okay, I believe you. Which, if you haven't seen the episode where he's on the Muppet Show, I highly suggest it. It's awesome. Also, that song probably made its comeback after its original release from the original Beetlejuice movie, which is amazing. I have not seen the second Beetlejuice movie yet. I probably will soon. I should. I heard it was good. It was one of those things where I was like, the first one's so good. I don't want to see the second one. Have it ruin something for me. But I guess I'll go check it out. I also want to go see The Monkey, some kind of ridiculous adaptation of the short story released by Stephen King. The short story is really great. I've heard the movie, some people go in thinking it's supposed to be some kind of serious thing. But I it's supposed to be hilarious, and everything's over the top in it, and maybe I'll go this weekend and go check it out. I've heard good things about it from the people that I trust. I'll put it that way. So, yeah, if you've seen The Monkey, let me know what you think about it and so forth. And once again, this is DJ Nos for Mark II with What's in Your Pocket, Episode 8. Happy Hump Day. I'm going to play some Duran Duran for you. Oh, man, I love Duran Duran. The bass lines are always so good. I listen to this stuff, and I'm like, man, the bass. Check this out, yo.
Did it.
Happy Hump Day, y'all. That's right. You got nothing but a good time. I hope you enjoyed today's show. Happy Hump Day, episode 8, What's in Your Pocket? DJ Nos for Mark 2. We got Mariba with Phone Me as our rotation song coming on in a second. I'll see y'all tomorrow morning.
Since honey and the swish is my homie. My homie just phoned me. Through the nitty gritty suicide missions. Few school missing from a twin them. My homie. My homie just phoned me. My homie just fall me through the nitty gritty suicide mission.
wishes, honey, this wishes, my homie. My homie, just for me. Through the nitty gritty, suicide mission. Feels good, missing from a twin air. My homie. My homie, just for me.
WONY 90.9 FM. Oneonta, New York.
I'm pregnant. I'm supposed to be happy.
I haven't been myself since the baby was born.
What's wrong with me?
I should be happy, but I'm sad.
Will these feelings ever go away?
Being pregnant and having a baby can be a wonderful experience, but sometimes it can make you feel sad, anxious, or constantly worried about being a good mother. If you're pregnant or a new mother and feel depressed, you're not alone. Symptoms of depression include frequent crying, inability to sleep or sleeping too much, no appetite or eating too much, feeling overwhelmed, irritability or anger, loss of interest in things you previously enjoyed, thoughts of harming yourself or your baby. If you or someone you know is depressed, call 1-800-522-5006 for confidential information on where to get help. That's 1-800-522-5006.